But maybe we'll say a couple of words of drush, a couple of words of Divrei Torah on this week's parsha, Parsha's Devarim. That was easier to find the topic in. The first pasuk in this week's parsha says, "Eila advarim asher dibra Moshe al kol Yisrael be'ever yarden ba'midbar ba'arava molsuf ben paran uvein tofel v'lavim v'chatziros v'dizahav." So the psukim list Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Bnei Yisrael about all these different places. So what's he talking about? So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musar. He was giving tochacha. He was telling the Jewish people what they had done wrong, and he was telling them that they should remedy it, they should do tshuva, they should fix it. A very timely message for Tisha B'Av coming up to do tshuva. But what's interesting is that if I was giving Musar, so if I knew a person, you know, stole and talked Lashon Hara and, I don't know, ate treif, so I wouldn't say, remember what you did in Cedars, remember what you did in Lawrence, and remember what you did in Eretz Yisrael. I would tell him, like, remember when you said Lashon Hara, remember when you stole, remember when you ate treif. I would tell him the sin he did and give him Musar about it. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, remember this place, Arava, and that place, the Yamsuf, and that place, Paran, all hinting to different sins that Bnei Yisrael did, but all very vague, all very indirect, all very backhanded. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu doing it in such a funny way? So we know, Rashi answers that question, or at least tries to. Rashi says this was Mipnei Kvodan Shel Yisrael. Moshe didn't want to embarrass the Jews. He didn't want to say anything totally offensive. So instead of saying explicitly what exactly the Jews did wrong, he hinted at it. He said, remember when you were in this area, in the Midbar, remember what happened over there? Remember when you were in Cedars and this happened over there? He didn't want to say the sin. He just hinted to it, a remez, a clue as to the sin. And that was his Musar. That was his indirect way of giving Musar. Nearly still, it's not so clear. Meaning, if I was going to give the Musar, I'd still add in a little clue. I wouldn't say, remember when you robbed the bank, but I'd say, remember your monetary issues over there in that bank, and remember, that way you spoke in that town over there. I wouldn't be so vague as to just say the location, just say the place in the world, just say a random area, and think that you're going to understand, think you're going to take the Musar, think you're going to be Makabel. What's pshat? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu giving such a vague, such unclear, such backhanded Musar? That's the question. So start with a yesod. My Rebbe Rav Twersky Shlita has said on multiple occasions. Says the pasuk in Eicha says Nachpasa darchinu v'nach kora. We have to be mechapes our derech, our ways v'nach kora, and be choker them. Okay. So what exactly does that mean? What's those two words, mechapes and choker? What do those two things mean, mechaker? So what does that mean? So Rav Twersky explains as follows. Nachpasa darchinu means the first level of tshuva. The first level of tshuva is to nip the sin in the bud. You have to say, whatever I did wrong, identify the sin, identify the problem, identify that avera, and say, no more, I'm not doing it anymore. I regret it, I feel bad about it, I vow never to do it again, I've been in a scenario where I could have done it again and I didn't. That's tshuva at the most basic of levels. Nipping the sin in the bud, nach besadarchenu, find what you did wrong and cut it off. What's nach kora? So says Rav Twersky, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says that when Edom came to testify, when witnesses came to give testimony, so we needed to make sure they were true witnesses and they really saw what happened. So what do? We did a drisha v'chakira, a real interrogation, law and order style. What did we ask them? Be'ezeh sha'a, be'ezeh makom, be'ezeh chodesh, be'ezeh shana. We asked them, where were you? What time was it? What day of the week was it? What year was it? What year in Shemitah was it? We asked them all the details. What was this person? We asked them everything that was going on in the scenario. What time and place? That's what we asked them. That's chakira. That's drisha v'chakira, interrogation, being choker, being mechaker, exactly where you were when you witnessed this event. Says Rav Twersky, that's what the pasuk is saying. The first level of tshuva is nach besadarchenu. We have to find what have we done wrong, how can we stop it, how can we nip it in the bud. But realize that behind every sin is the circumstance of sin. Behind every single sin is the time, the place, the people you were hanging out with, the chever you were involved in, the things you were doing beforehand. All those things are factors that build up to this sin, to this avera. Nach besadarchenu, you have to find out what you did wrong, but after that, you have to have a chakira. You have to have an interrogation. You have to search deep inside of yourself. Where was I when this happened? What was the scenario? What was the circumstance? If a person is always talking Lashon Hara, well, maybe he's hanging out with the wrong people who are talking Lashon Hara. If a person's not acting so yasher, not acting so straight and honest in business, well, maybe his coworkers aren't so honest, and he has to separate from them. My father-in-law always gives the example that if a person is having trouble with hirhurim, inappropriate thoughts, but he's walking on a city block that has a certain billboard every single day, so maybe take a different route to the office. You got to know what your scenarios are. You got to know what your circumstance of sin is. And in that way, don't only nip it off in the bud, but also go to the root of it, go to the cause of it, find out what the circumstances are, and avoid those entirely. In fact, we know that our environment can be totally influential sometimes in the most subtle of ways. It's a famous story that Rav Zevin quotes about the Ragachaver. Some of you might have heard it from me before. The Ragachaver was apparently learning Gemara one time, and he was learning a Tosfos. And he was having particular difficulty with his Tosfos. Nachamal, he read it again and again. He couldn't get pshat. So finally he says to his Talmidim, scissors. So they're like, what? Scissors. So he takes the scissors, everyone's watching, and he cuts the Tosfos off the page of the Gemara. So the Talmidim say, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, Shver Tosfos, doesn't make any sense. So they said, okay, fine, that we kind of understand because that's the Ragachaver, but it's a double-sided page. There's a Tosfos on the other side that might have said a good thing. What are you doing? Says the Ragachaver, Oy l'rasha, oy l'shchenav. Anyone in the closest vicinity, anyone living near, anyone close by to a Rasha, so even if he doesn't know it, even if he's Yoshev the Domei, even if he has nothing, no influence, no seeming influence, no interaction, but our surroundings have an effect on us. We have to do a Chakira, Nach Besa Darcheinu V'Nach Kora, as we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. We should be thinking about this message, that we should not only be looking for where our sins are. That's one thing. Look at where your sin is. Look at what you've done. But go deeper than that. Find out why you did it. Ein lecha adam, that's maybe lidei tumah belayla, without a hirhur b'yom. There's something that caused this. There's something that led up to this. There's some environment that is behind this sin. And we have to find that environment, find that cause, find that circumstance of sin, and cut that off at the root. And in fact, perhaps, that's the pshat in our psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was not giving an indirect musar. He was a great Baal musar. He knew exactly how to give a fiery speech. When he told them, this is where you were, and you sinned in this way. This is where you were when you sinned in that way. He was saying, nach basa you could do on your own, but nach kora, look at your locations, look at where you've traveled, look at where you've been. In all of those places, you sinned. Now realize what your environment was, realize what your chever was, realize what the influences were. And if you could be nach basa v'darchinu v'nach kora, so we could also fill the end of the pasuk v'nashuva al Hashem, we should come back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu in full tshuva, this Tisha B'Av, if it happens, which hopefully it won't, should be the last, because our tshuva should be so great. We should have a chipus and a chakira, and with all of that tshuva, we should come to Mashiach, Meher v'Yameinu, and Tchiyas HaMeisim as well.